When Jamaican-American Machino Lawrence, short, doughy, and working at McDonald's, blazed past his high school track teammates with astonishing speed, it raised a profound question. Are elite athletes born or made? This debate has captivated sports scientists, coaches, and athletes for generations. Is athletic greatness primarily the result of deliberate practice, as Malcolm Gladwell's popularized 10,000-hour rule suggests? Or do our genes dictate our athletic ceiling before we take our first steps? The truth, as it turns out, is far more nuanced and fascinating. Athletic excellence emerges from a complex interplay between our genetic inheritance and environmental factors, from the neighborhoods we grow up in to the sports our culture values. Some people respond dramatically to training, while others barely improve despite identical workouts. The same training regimen that transforms one person into an Olympic champion might leave another perpetually mediocre. Why? The answer lies in our DNA, but not in the simplistic way many assume. Baseball star Albert Pujols scored only in the 66th percentile for reaction time versus college students. Elite athletes excel not through superhuman speed, but superior pattern recognition, extracting meaning from subtle cues before others. Tennis champions read shots from torso movements, boxers anticipate punches from body shifts, and basketball players predict rebounds from internalized shooter patterns. This expertise develops as mental processes shift from conscious regions to automated skill areas. Brain scans reveal decreased frontal lobe activity during practice tasks, explaining why conscious thinking disrupts expert performance. Through automation, athletes develop rapid pattern recognition for split-second decisions. Yet improvement rates vary dramatically. Chess studies show the path to master level averaged 11,000 hours, but ranged from 3,000 to 23,000, an 8-fold difference. Some never achieved mastery despite 25,000-plus hours. Small variations in learning rates compound over time, creating vastly different outcomes. Stefan Holm and Donald Thomas represent contrasting paths to high jump success. Holm, at 5'11", won Olympic gold in 2004 through relentless practice, developing an Achilles tendon 4 times stiffer than normal to clear 7'10½". Meanwhile, Thomas progressed from a casual cafeteria bet to world champion in just 8 months, aided by his naturally long 10.25-inch Achilles tendon. Studies challenge the 10,000-hour rule, showing elite athletes reach top levels with varying practice amounts. Australian netballer Vicky Wilson made the national team after just 600 practice hours, demonstrating how natural talent can accelerate progress. In complex sports, practice tends to magnify rather than reduce individual differences. Research reveals practice explains only a moderate portion of performance variation, as shown in a DART study where it accounted for just 28% of skill differences after 15 years. In 1992, Dodgers ophthalmologist Louis Rosenbaum found baseball players had vision beyond standard tests. Testing 87 players, he needed custom charts reaching 28 vision, near human limits. Position players averaged 20/11 vision, with half the roster at rare 20/10 uncorrected vision. This exceptional vision proves crucial at higher speeds. Olympic studies revealed sport-specific advantages. Softball players excelled in both acuity and depth perception. Archers showed extraordinary acuity, and fencers demonstrated superior depth perception. Wolfgang Schneider studied 106 young German tennis players, including future stars Boris Becker and Steffi Graf. While tennis skills predicted 60-70% of future success, general athletic ability determined skill acquisition speed. Graf topped every test, from competitive drive to speed and lung capacity. The Netherlands Groningen studies tracked soccer players from age 12, revealing future pros consistently performed 0.2 seconds faster in shuttle sprints. South African sports scientist Justin Durant's research of over 10,000 boys confirmed, "I've never seen a boy who was slow become fast." Jim Ryan's story reveals the mystery of trainability. Unable to make sports teams and struggling athletically in his early teens, Ryan's fortunes changed dramatically in 10th grade cross country. From running his first mile in 5:38, he improved so rapidly that within a year he led his team to the state championship. His progression was remarkable, from 4:26 to 4:21, then to 4:08, and finally achieving a 3:59 mile as a junior. The Heritage Family Study examined genetic influence on exercise response across 481 participants following identical training programs. Results showed stark differences. 15% gained minimal aerobic capacity, while another 15% improved by 50% or more, regardless of initial fitness. Family members showed similar response patterns, with genetics determining about half of each person's trainability. Research in 2011 identified 21 gene variants linked to aerobic improvement. Those with 19 or more favorable genes improved 3 times more than those with fewer than 10. Some individuals possess natural gifts. Among 1,900 young men tested, 6 untrained individuals matched collegiate runners' aerobic capacity, thanks to naturally high blood volumes typically seen only in trained athletes. As sports gained global visibility, specialized body types replaced the early, perfect athletic form. Scientists Norton and Olds documented the Big Bang of body types. Athletes evolved from average physiques to dramatic specialization, with distance runners becoming shorter while volleyball players and rowers grew larger. A study of 1,265 athletes at the 1968 Mexico Olympics revealed that competitors in the same event shared similar physical traits. Female swimmers had narrower pelvic bones than average men, while female gymnasts had the narrowest hips. Male sprinters gained height in their legs, while swimmers like Michael Phelps developed longer torsos and shorter legs, optimal for water movement. The NBA exemplifies this specialization through height. The 1990 Chicago Bulls dynasty included Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and Michael Jordan, all late bloomers. Rodman grew from 5'9 to 6'8 after high school, noting, "It was like I had a new body that knew how to do all this shit the old one didn't." While 68% of American men are between 5'7 and 6'1, NBA players average 6'7. The impact of height is stark. Men 6 to 6'2 have a 5 in a million chance of making it, while 17% of 7-footers play in the NBA. Finnish cross-country skier Eero Montyranta, 7-time Olympic medalist, personifies the blend of genetics and training. Growing up in the Arctic Circle, he skied to school across frozen lakes and later dominated the 1964 Olympics with unprecedented margins. Geneticist Albert de Vachapelle discovered Montyranta had a rare EPR mutation that increased his oxygen-carrying capacity by 65%. Natural blood doping without risks. His success exemplified 100% nature and 100% nurture. The Heritage Family Study proved everyone responds uniquely to exercise. As sports scientist J.M. Tanner observed, everyone has a different genotype. Therefore, for optimal development, everyone should have a different environment. The Olympics showcases this diversity, from 4'9 gymnasts to 310-pound shot putters. Unlike thoroughbred racehorses, humans remain products of genetic chance, with each person's athletic potential emerging through the distinct interplay of opportunity, training, and inherited traits.